Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Centre in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news.
Today, we gather with full hearts to honour the life service of the Honourable Francine E. Jackson, GMM, the last living national hero of the Cayman Islands.
Speaker of the House of Parliament, the Honourable Ezard Miller there, as leaders of government, as well as former members of Parliament and the wider public, joined to honour the Honourable Francine Jackson.
Honourable Francine E. Jackson was designated a national hero in 2025 in recognition of the decades of dedication and her pivotal role in the Cayman women's suffrage movement.
The lying in state marks the latest stage in the official mourning period leading to a state funeral. Flags across the Cayman Islands were lowered today as she entered the House of Parliament and are to remain at half mass until the official funeral. Speaker Miller recalled one of Mrs. Jackson's historical moments, contesting a general election.
1959, she declared her candidacy in the general election, where she was forever known as one of the Phenomenal Four.
Deputy Speaker of the House of Parliament, the Honourable Perlina McGall Lumsden, paid tribute to her legacy and impact.
With her courage and her determination, it helped open doors for generations of women who followed, which of course, as you know, included myself. I stand here on her shoulders and I'm proud to be standing on her shoulders. And as Deputy Speaker, I extend my sincere condolences to her family and loved ones. She was a tremendous woman.
Former Member of Parliament, Ms. Lucille Seymour, said that Ms. Jackson lived life to the fullest.
I have a picture of her just last month, dancing with the governor, visiting West Bay School. We always met at West Bay School. She went to every school. That's one thing I liked about her as an older person. She really enjoyed life, and she showed us life, and she helped us, and we stood on her shoulders.
Ms. Jackson will be given a state funeral at the Wesleyan Holiness Church on Friday, starting at 4 p.m. Radio Cayman will carry the proceedings live. Then on Sunday, join us in our newscast for an extended interview with Ms. Lucille Seymour, remembering the life and legacy of the Honourable Francine Jackson. In other local news, a grand court jury has found Ricardo Robinson not guilty of rape, bringing the case to a close after deliberations concluded earlier this afternoon. Mr. Robinson had denied raping a woman with whom he was previously in a relationship. Both parties accepted that a sexual encounter took place, but the central issue before the court was whether the encounter was consensual. Justice the Honourable Emma Peters completed her legal directions and submission to the jury this morning, after which the 7-member panel retired to consider its verdict. The jury returned to the court shortly after lunch around 1:30 p.m. and delivered a verdict of not guilty, acquitting Mr. Robinson. The prosecution was led by Crown Counsel Emma Rance, while Mr. Robinson was represented by Samson Law. Two repeat offenders have once again been sentenced by the summary court to a custodial sentence following their guilty pleas to importation of ganja and having ganja with intent to distribute. The court heard that the two men, Charles Michael Austin Ebanks and Roberto Jackson, were spotted aboard a vessel carrying what was suspected of being ganja. As Coast Guard officers pursued the boat, a number of packages were observed being thrown overboard. Those packages were later recovered, resulting in the seizure of several hundred pounds of ganja. Both men admitted the offenses before Chief Magistrate the Honourable Angeline Hernandez in summary court. Handing down her sentence today, the Chief Magistrate said she did not accept that the men were simply committing a crime of opportunity. Instead, she found that their roles in the operation were significant, though not leading, noting that they appeared to be responsible for transporting the drugs to shore rather than organizing the operation. The court also noted that the pair are no strangers to the criminal justice system, with a combined total convictions of 73 priors between them. Chief Magistrate Hernandez further noted that both men have struggled with drug abuse. The court initially sentenced Ebanks to 42 months imprisonment and Jackson to 44 months and 14 days. However, in a moment that reflected his familiarity with the judicial system, Jackson reminded the Chief Magistrate that credit should be given for time already spent on an electronic monitoring anklet. After that adjustment was applied, Ebank's sentence was reduced to 38 months, while Jackson was reduced to 40 months and 14 days. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The relief at the pump continues for a second week in a row, with local prices tumbling. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas fell 13 cents to $5.70 a gallon since the last check on July 8th. The average price for premium self-service also dipped 13 cents, taking it to $6.19. The average price of diesel is now $6.13, a 4-cent drop. According to Ofreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Brown's Industrial Park for $5.43. That's 19 cents cheaper than last week's lower price. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.57 a gallon, down 6 cents. Folks on Cayman Brac are still paying $6.15 a gallon. Little Cayman residents, $7.29 a gallon. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You can find the latest prices at ofreg.ky. The Commission for Standards in Public Life launches the Good Governance Campaign, a year-long initiative designed to promote ethical leadership, accountability, and integrity in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Through the campaign, the Commission is hoping to encourage a national conversation about the standards expected of someone in, quote, public life, like an elected official. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks.
The NCFC's coalition agreement, a first for the Cayman Islands, set out the values and governing principles we hold ourselves to. Our strategic policy statement outlined our initiatives to strengthen good governance, and we have pledged our support for a binding Parliamentary Code of Conduct.
A central feature of the campaign will be a public consultation on proposed amendments to the Standards in Public Life Act to make sure the Commission's recommendations are, quote, informed by broad community input. The campaign will include media interviews, community discussions, engagement sessions, and other public education initiatives designed to encourage dialogue about governance, accountability, and integrity in public life.
That is the foundation this government stands on. And it is why I am proud to join the Commission for Standards in Public Life as it takes that conversation to communities across our beautiful islands.
The Commission encourages all residents to participate throughout the year by engaging in campaign activities, taking part in public consultation processes, and helping to strengthen the culture of integrity and accountability across the Cayman Islands. At the end of the campaign, the Commission will present the outcomes of the consultation and its proposed recommendations for legislative reform. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The Commission for Standards in Public Life is an independent, constitutional body responsible for promoting and maintaining integrity, accountability, and ethical conduct in public life. In other local news, Cayman residents have a new scam to look out for. Police say the reporting victim got a video call from someone posing as police or immigration, who asks to see the victim's passport and banking details. Local law enforcement authorities, including police and Custom and Border Control and Workforce Opportunity and Residency Cayman, have confirmed they will never ask for passport or banking information via unsolicited calls. If you get a similar call, you're encouraged to report it to your nearest police station. Finally, Cayman Seafarers are celebrated at Sea Sunday event at the Seafarers Hall in Prospect. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks stressed the importance of teaching the country's seafaring heritage to the next generation.
I think the way that we do that is that we have to draw young people in. In each and every one of us, when we see whether the person is young or of an advanced age, it's for us to take the time to spend time with them, to lead them in a direction so that it gets buried deep in them. And I do think there is merit, if we're going to do it, to get seafaring deep and ingrained in the future. We do have to really contemplate and seriously think about a museum for the seafarers.
Sea Sunday gave thanks to seafarers whose dedication, sacrifice, and skill helped shape the Cayman Islands and continue to support global trade. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.